I think it's that time, that celebrity snitch, my man Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Everything's kosher, Hug.
Skip Murphy.
Huggy Lowdown.
Dear Direct.
What's up?
And Damon Williams.
That's me.
From the Lucius Land, Cookie and Hakima Radio.
Oh, no.
I am doing on this too.
Silly.
It's almost time to make resolutions.
Yes, yeah. It is. Yeah.
You can't keep.
Right.
Yep, every year people make New Year resolutions and break them within a week, y'all. Like my cousin Nardo last year, he asked me, what's my New Year's revolution? He said that. Anyway, let's do some pre-New Year's resolutions, shall
we? All right, come on.
Like you hear people talking about they're going to give up smoking or they're going to lose weight.
Yeah.
Well, you don't even have to quit smoking to lose weight. It's called crack, people. That's called killing two birds with one rock. I know so people that say they're going to stop drinking in the new year, and it's usually after a hangover.
Lies. Mm-hmm.
Some people's New Year's resolution is to stop using profanity.
Lies.
Hell yeah, that's a New Year's resolution. That ain't mine.
You damn right.
Not this year. Hell
what the hell?
You know what? I had two more days. I should go on a profanity purge. Hell, with my football team clinching the NFC East title, it's easier not to curse. Hell, some of these Washingtonians that's Cowboy fans, New Year's resolutions need to be with team you like that instead of team wait till next year.
I know, right?
What about a couple of celebrity New Year's resolutions? Dwight Howard, condoms.
Right.
Wrap it up.
Please, immediately.
Wrap it up. And stop getting your hair cut at the mall. You know, he keep a kiosk haircut, don't he?
Kiosk.
Back to the kiosk.
Hey, did y'all hear Matt Barnes of the Memphis Grizzlies got a two-game suspension by the NBA because he got in a fisticuff with that Nick Dirkfisher?
Yep.
Yeah.
Y'all remember the story? His old Laker teammate was Netflix and chilling at Matt Barnes' ex-wife, Gloria House. Mm-hmm. And Matt found out and drove to the house. Y'all don't remember that?
Drove 95 miles. Yep.
Matt was talking to his son, and Matt's son, see, a whole lot of people didn't know this, Matt's son, Pat Parrot, Kobe, was in the background. Dirkfisher down.
Eric Kobe.
Old Laker teammate. Moving violation.
I'm so upset with you.
Fish in the wrong pond.
I'm so upset. I'm so upset
with you. He's in the paint. He's in the
stitching bird.
Come on. Anyway, the El DeBarge of basketball was so mad. He was so mad when he got there, Damon. He pulled the tattoo of a gun up to Fisher's head and threatened him. You know you're angry when you pulled the tattoo of a gun off your arm and put it up.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Those two games cost him 64 G's, y'all.
Ooh. Wow.
You know how many tats and care products you can buy with 64.
He does have a good little hairstyle there. Yeah.
This Thursday, y'all, New Year's Eve celebration. Me and Chris Paul at the Baltimore Comedy Factory and two shows again on Saturday.
All right. Happy New Year, Hug.